I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU's Summer Theater opened their season with a lovingly crafted and presented production of Little Women. Marisha Chamberlain's adaptation of the novel presents the four March daughters and their mother Marmee in rich detail. It's the early 1860s, and their father is left for duty with the Union in the Civil War. Louisa May Alcott modeled Jo, the family's spark plug, on herself, and whether leading the family in theatrics or simply focusing their energies, Samantha Raine was very much at the center of the drama. Though Meg is the oldest of the March girls and the only one who works outside the home, Bren Jones deferred to Jo for much of the play. Taylor Fisher was appropriately shy and charming as Beth, the doomed piano-playing daughter. Allison Marshall in Amy's vanity and competition with Jo made us angry at her character until her misjudged plunge into icy waters brought back our and Jo's sympathies. Though much of Little Women focuses on the women in the house, there is Laurie, an eligible young man next door. Josh Carter as Laurie is smitten with Jo, becomes a friend to the whole family. It's Laurie who takes Jo and Meg to the theater, leaving the angry Amy to burn Jo's manuscript. It's Laurie who sets up the post office for letters back and forth. And it's Laurie who rescues Amy when she falls through that ice, leading to Jo to nurse and to forgive her. Josh Carter makes a graceful figure as the family's friend and later as Jo's disappointed suitor. There are older adults in the play. Ken Farrell is Laurie's warmly dignified father and the gifter of a fine piano for Beth. Suzanne Lang Fodor is the acerbic Aunt March, who remarks about the March's connection. They are a family, even if the resemblance is not apparent. However, as Amy tells the others, you just have to get to know her. Little Women comes to a mostly satisfying close. The energetic Peter Ruiz, as Laurie's tutor, has proposed marriage and been joyfully accepted by Meg. The disappointed Laurie will enjoy a year of pre-college European travel. Daniel Meeks, Mr. March, the family's father, returns from the war and a bit of an outsized scene works things out a little too facilely for Jo's future. I've left Elise Chase, who plays Mother Marmee, for last. It's Marmee who offers Jo her own best advice on overcoming anger. And it's Marmee who outlines her goals for the girls, to make them ready for duty and yet capable of joy. Her moments are small, but deep. The arrangement for IU's Summer Theater in the Wells Metz reminds me just a little of their old summer residence in Brown County. Reuben Lucas's set with the downstage central fireplace, a cozy chair on the left, a gracefully aged rocker on the right, the comfy couch in the center, flanked by the dining table deep left, and Joe Marsh's little study high up and deep on the right. At the back were wall-filling productions of nature and carefully chosen messages offering a bit of text and the time sequence. Wonderful period costumes, especially those hats, were by Katie Cohen-Sickmeyer. The IU Summer Theater production of Little Women continues in repertory with The Little Shop of Horrors through July 28th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.